Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 906, How to Build Confidence Without Being a Jerk, by Felicia Sparr with RomanFitnessSystems.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, mostly covering personal development and minimalism on this show. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Build Confidence Without Being a Jerk, by Felicia Sparr with RomanFitnessSystems.com. It was New Year's, 2009. I was sitting on the bedroom floor of my New York City apartment and wondering why, despite everything I'd accomplished, I wasn't happy. I knew that I needed to build confidence. The problem? I'd been taught that in order to be confident, I needed to keep achieving and to keep setting and blasting through goals. That's what every successful person seemed to do. But when I saw myself, I was a success on paper, but inside, I felt like a fraud. But why? Shouldn't confidence just come from achieving bigger and better things? Shouldn't we all turn into Batman each time we cross the finish line? The truth is, that's not how confidence works. Confidence isn't some magical pill. It's not some inborn trait that is bestowed upon certain people and not others. And it's not something you get once you start a business, achieve a large goal, or finally find the person you're supposed to be with. This is exactly why the typical fake it till you make it advice is BS. We're putting a band-aid over our problems and trying to ignore them instead of looking at confidence for what it is, a skill that can be learned. The number one myth holding you back. Typical advice for learning how to be more confident go like this. Just be more confident. Relax and be you. Feeling like you want to throw up? That's totally appropriate. Are you supposed to just jump into your Batmobile and hope for the best? What's worse is that the images we have of confident men skew towards alpha males, jerks, and aggressive men who are loud and obnoxious. For women, we think confidence means being an icy a Miranda Priestly type who everyone fears, no one likes, and who you secretly think is so frigid because she never gets. And if these are the only examples of confidence that we have to try to mirror, we're never going to do it. A new way of looking at confidence. Confidence is self-belief. It's the hardcore belief that you can do anything you set your mind to overcome every obstacle, to rise to every challenge. It doesn't mean you won't be scared. It's the belief that you know you can get through it even when, and especially when, the shit hits the fan. Think about an athlete like Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Know how many shots he's missed? 1 million? 10 million? You can bet that every time he missed a shot, and every time that shot cost his team a win, that he felt awful. Confidence isn't about winning all the time. It's about showing up despite how many times you fail. I think it's helpful to know that even a guy like Michael Jordan has had his mixed struggles. We can't get caught up in the idea that successful people don't fail. The reality is that they fail more often than we think. We just don't see it. So how do we start building more confidence? Introducing the flip strategy to build confidence. I have a client who would constantly freeze up in conversations and think, I don't know what to say. Then he'd find a way to either number one, hide in a corner, two, check his phone, or three, somehow get out of the conversation. Imagine what that communicates to everyone else. His behavior screamed, I don't believe I'm interesting or good enough. Who would want to talk to me? And all the advice in the world wouldn't help him. We'd script out exactly what to say and he still might freeze up. Why? Because he had a deep-seated belief that he wouldn't be liked and wouldn't be able to impress the other people in the room. Everyone has these thoughts, worries about being judged, what people will think about them, or if they just said the wrong thing. Without consciously practicing, it's hard to feel confident and not be paralyzed by your thoughts when you're talking to someone. Here's the secret. Instead of trying to fight those negative thoughts, let them in. Let yourself think them and don't try to fight them or push them down. The key is to focus on changing your behavior in the moment. Here's how I accomplished this with my client. We flipped the situation so that he focused on practicing confident behavior as opposed to focusing on the negative behaviors that he was trying to fix. When he began to feel like he didn't know what to say, he let himself feel that while continuing to stay in the conversation. He wasn't allowed to hide in the corner or check his phone. He had to stay in the conversation for at least 5 more minutes before he excused himself. How this can dramatically build confidence. Instead of doing what you've always done, you're creating new behavior patterns, and when repeated, your mindset changes. You can still feel like you don't know how to navigate a conversation with someone you don't know, but when your brain sees that you're acting differently, that you're staying in a conversation even when you're nervous, it pays attention to that and remembers for the next time. It forces your brain to work past its nerves and to learn the skills it needs to perform better. When you repeat the flip strategy over and over, your brain begins to take the baby steps it needs to move forward. Baby steps are important, be it making eye contact for a second longer than you're normally comfortable with, or taking on additional responsibility at work. These small wins start to build momentum, and soon enough, you're blasting into the stratosphere. The most important part? Get started and don't worry about taking it slowly. Your challenge. Think about the one area of your life that you feel you'd like to build confidence. Number one, identify one thought you have that prevents you from doing what you actually want to do. For example, if you think about being able to approach someone that you find attractive at a bar and immediately think, I'll never be able to do that, that's the thought you want to work with. Number two, then think about just one action you could do to prove that wrong. Maybe it's forcing yourself to approach just one person every time you go out. The key here is to make the action small and doable. If you go too big too soon, you set yourself up to fail. Number three, do the action. Like the client we talked about earlier, it could be staying 5 minutes longer in conversation, even if you're only having small talk and are exhausted by the idea of doing it. The only way this all comes together is by taking action, but the right kind of action so you get those small wins. And number four, rinse and repeat to build the vortex of confidence. You just listened to the post titled How to Build Confidence Without Being a Jerk by Felicia Sparr with RomanFitnessSystems.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And I'll leave it at that. Hope your week is off to a great start. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for being a subscriber of the show. It really means a lot. I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.